The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC 2.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you from 2 hours up the road, a little bit west of Othello, and you can hear the band, which lies heavy on percussion, working behind me. The Lady Hawks closing up the regular season on the road against the Royal Lady Knights. The second place Knights at 12-3, and the Lady Hawks mirror image of that record at 3-12. But coming off a victory at home against Duluth last Tuesday. We played them back on January 9th. We'll take a look at that game as well as the Duluth game from last Tuesday. And we'll take a look at SCAC standings, see who's going to be getting in and who's going to be left out, and the scores we have at the SCAC. As the season wraps up tonight, everybody's going to be done tonight, and the regular season will come to an end. Unfortunately for the Lady Hawks, since they don't get into the playoffs, this also is going to be the last game of the season and the last game of some senior careers. So we'll briefly talk about those as well here in this pregame as the Lady Hawks on the road up to Royal, getting ready to take on the Lady Knights. We'll be back with more from Royal City. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Over 2 hours from home, and you can hear the band giving their what for here on senior night here in Royal City. The Lady Hawks closing out the season on the road against the Lady Knights. Lady Hawks coming off their third league win on Tuesday against Waluk at home, and a game that was fairly close for the first half. We were up 13-8 after one quarter of play, but it was just, and then it was 4 points at halftime at 25-21. But then, just like they did up in Waluk, they ended up having a quarter where they shut down the Lady Warriors. Lady Hawks shutting down Waluk to the tune of 14-2 in the third quarter, leading 39-23 after three quarters of play, and then cruising to a 14-point victory at the tune of 55-31. Lady Hawks led by seven points from Charlie Emick, 8 points from Grayson Ton, all in the first quarter on senior night for us, 9 points from Ellie Anders, and then 12 points from Lou Weaver. So the seniors all representing fairly well. Even Bertuk and Duran end up having 5 points. She got a three in the first quarter. Unfortunately, against Royal, it is probably going to be a different story. Waluk, of course, winless. They have not, they've won exactly one game in the last 2 years, and that was a non-league game against Riverview. Earlier this season, they haven't won a league game in over 2 years, and they beat us on January 9th, 60-22. They leapt out to a 28-5 lead. We were held to a Lou Weaver three and an Emma Niemeyer basket from down low, and we had trouble scoring all night long. 5 points from Charlie Emick, 5 points from Lou Weaver, 6 points from Emma Niemeyer. She was our leading scorer. 5 points in the first, five in the second, two in the third. We were just having tremendous difficulty with Royal. Royal led by 12 points from L. Wardner. I want to make sure I get in here. Yeah. 12 points from Lauren Wardner, and then 14 points from their junior forward, Gracie Cast. Cast can score. Hebden can score. Frank potentially can score, although Frank's primarily a ball handler. Webb put up 7 points against us. Two of the difficulties is they simply have too many different means of scoring offensively, and they're very, very tough on defense. So it's going to be a challenge for us to try and close out the regular season with a win against this Royal Knight team that is in second place in the SCAC. And after we take this break, we'll get into the standings in the SCAC so we can get a feel for who's going to the playoffs and who also gets to sit at home. So we'll be back with more from Royal City as the Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Knights. We'll be back with more from Royal. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live in Royal City. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes, you think, from College Place? That's what my trusty phone was telling me anyway. The Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Lady Knights. And let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla continues to hunker atop, number one in everything. 16-0, they ran the table in the league, followed by this Royal team at 12-3, and they are tied for second with Wapato. Both of those teams, 12-3, they'll both comfortably be in the playoffs, as will Cashmere at 9-6, and the Natchez Valley Rangers at 7-8. Now, Kai B has the sixth place position. They're at 5-10. Connell is one game behind them at 4-11, which leaves us. Connell right now is out in the cold if the season were to end today. And then us and Waluke are also out. And Kai B ended up getting beat on Tuesday by Royal. Interestingly, Kai B and Connell are playing tonight. That tip-off's slated to start the same time as our game. So if Kai B manages to pull that win off, I don't know what the state of the tiebreaker would be, but it might make things interesting for that sixth place setting. In other games on Tuesday, while we were beating Waluke at home 55-31, Zilla beat Wapato pretty comfortably in Zilla 74-40. Royal again beat Kai B in Benton City quite comfortably 49-31. And Connell just eked past Natchez Valley. If Connell had lost that game, then Kai B could turn around and win tonight and for sure be in sixth place. We're going to take a break as we honor the flag, and then we'll be back with the starting lineup. So when you return from Royal City, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Royal on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So right before that break, when we went to honor the flag, I had mentioned that Kai B can potentially play its way into a tiebreaker against Connell. They are playing tonight, and if they win, I'm pretty sure it's Connell. Yeah, if Connell ends up beating Kai B in Benton City, what will happen is that'll trigger a tiebreaker, and they will turn around and play tomorrow at noon at Burbank. So if Connell pulls, sorry, I said that was going to be in Benton City. I'm incorrect. They're going to be at home. The Eagles going to be at home. So if Connell beats Kai B at home, they will turn around and play again tomorrow at Burbank to figure out who's going to take that final sixth sixth and final position in district playoffs. It'll be senior night here at Royal, so their starting lineup isn't going to look quite perhaps like it has in the past, although I do know they're going to be starting at least one junior out there. So they shut off all the house lights, and now they've got the spotlights going so they can announce the starting lineups. Oh, I see. So this is a brand new thing I guess they're doing at Royal. If I heard that right from the PA guy, this is the first night that they've got the spotlights coming out there. So for Royal and head coach Farrah Wardenauer, she is going to start a 5'3 junior guard and number 10, Vanessa Cedillo. And Cedillo only having 2 points against us back on January 9th. Also going to start her sister, the senior, a 5'6 senior guard, number 11, Brianna Cedillo. Brianna having 6 points against us. And they're going to start a 5'7 senior guard, number 15, Hayden Suter. Suter suited up back on January 9th, but did not score, but she's starting because she is a senior. Then we're going to have two other seniors starting, including a 5'10 guard forward, number 33, Taylor Webb, having 7 points back in January. And then finally rounding things out will be Avery Hill, a 5'11 senior forward. For the Lady Hawks, well, we're going to be starting four seniors ourselves. The 5'6 senior number one, Charlie Amick, who we need to be getting hot for the outside. Pardon me. As is the we need the 5'5 senior number two, Bertukin Duran, whose three has been warming up the last couple of games. I beg your pardon. Our lone junior will be the 5'8 junior number three, Ayla Bryant. And then getting her last game in a four-year varsity career, the redhead, the quarterback, number five at 5'5, Lou Weaver. And then finally rounding things out will be the 5'6 senior shooting guard number 10, Ellie Andrews. And, you know, if we can get hot from outside and find a way to break the press and potentially contain them as they are running in particular their half-court offense, who knows what can happen. You always got to play the games on the court and not on paper. Royal with a largely black court and the Lady Hawks in black robe uniforms to match that orange trim. The Lady Knights coming out in white and black trim, and Ayla Bryant will step in against Avery Hill. There's the whistle, there's the ball, and the ball gets tipped onto the side, knocked out of bounds. They're going to say off for Tukin Duran. So we'll say that the Knights won that first possession as Vanessa will inbound to her sister Brianna. Brianna coming to the top on the right to Vanessa. It's the two Cedillo sisters. Back to Brianna. Now on the left wing to Suter. Now to Brianna up top. Now to Vanessa again on the right. Vanessa trying to get past Bertukin. Goes down to Brianna into the key. Instead, she's going to kick out to Taylor Webb from about 15 feet. That ends up being no good, and Ellie Andrews will come down with a rebound. She hands off to Weaver. And Weaver will come up on the left wing to Charlie Amy. Charlie looking for a cutter. Instead, she got to go cross-court to Lou. Oh, she had the three but decided not to take it. And went in her 1-3-1 zone as Ellie feeds to Charlie at the top for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Suter will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed to Vanessa. Vanessa pulling up on the left. On the left wing now to, that's Suter. Suter wanted to give down low to Avery Hill, and we end up turning the ball over. Nope, not turning the ball over. I take it back. It was against us. So Suter will take it out baseline. No score, just underway here in Royal City. Down low to Hill. Then wanted to go up to Webb. Had them going cross court to Suter. And we got three in the key. I believe on Avery Hill. So got a turnover on the part of Royal. No score thus far. Although head coach Farrah Wardenauer does not have all of her starters in there. Lou Weaver gives on the right wing to Ellie Anders. Back at the top to Charlie. Charlie, down low to Ayla. One touch to Bertukin, and they're going to call her for a travel as she started her dribble and picked up a foot before she put the ball on the deck. 6:44 to go in the first. No score, and Vanessa will inbound her sister Brianna. Brianna crossing the timeline, coming up to the center, now cheating a bit to the right. Now wanting to drive past Bertukin. Duran's going to cut her off. Now gives down low to Hill, and they're going to call her for a travel. So Lady Knights turning the ball over. 6:34 to go in the first. No one's found a ball inside the bottom of the rim yet. As Weaver cheating to the left, and they give on the right wing to Duran. Swinging to the corner to Charlie, who got free for three. It was too long. Lou Weaver there is there for the offensive rebound. End up going up. Oh, it's going to be tipped and stolen by Webb. She'll feed to Brianna. Quickly coming up. Her sister Vanessa Cedillo also out there. Brianna cheating to the right. On the right to Taylor Webb. Webb, one touch to Brianna at the top. Now back to Webb on the right. Swinging around to Suter on the right corner. One touch. Go down to Webb. She wants to pull up from 17. Got tied up by Bertukin. Oh, Bertukin forced her into a travel. Leacock's doing a good job of defending these senior Knights. 5:52 to go in the first. No score. We got outscored 28-5 back in college place. Bertukin to Charlie at the top. Charlie crossed to Bertukin on the right wing. Bertukin one dribble. Crossed to Charlie. Oh, she and Lou were miscommunicating. Now she'll dribble to the top. Now across to Lou in the corner. Can't get the three up. Dribbles into the key. Feeds to Charlie going into the main lane. And her shot is too strong, but she earned her way to the line, having been fouled by Webb. So Charlie Amick will go to the line. First trip for either team to the charity stripe. We got no score. 5:30 to go in the first here from Royal City. And Charlie puts that first one off the front of the rim. No good. No subs. Vera Warden are content to leave her seniors out there. So Charlie second swirls home. And you're going to wipe off that goose egg. It's 1-0 College Place. 5:29 to go here in Royal. Quickly come up court to Vanessa. Then feeds to Suter. Now back to Vanessa. Now down low to Hill, who got past Ayla Bryant, was able to lay it up and in. Avery Hill making a 2-1 Royal. 5:15 to go in the first. Weaver will bring it up. Oh, I don't know who she was looking for, but it ended up being, they're going to say it's going to be tipped. Ball ended up going out of bounds. Yeah, they're going to say tipped off Royal, so it'll be College Place basketball with 23 on the shot clock. So Weaver will take it out. The redhead now has the basketball waiting for something to open up. And, oh, wanted to get in close. Instead, Hill's going to steal it from her. Going to go up court to Brianna Cedillo. Cedillo then pulls back up. Now goes up court to, who the heck is that? I can't tell. I'm screened. Oh, that was Vanessa. To Suter. To Brianna at the top. Brianna looking for something to open up. And now she'll give to Webb on the right wing. Now to Vanessa at the top. Wants to dribble in. Is going to get cut off. Kick off to Suter from about 14. Just in front of the free throw line was Hayden Suter. Making it 4-1 Royal. Weaver to Bertukin. Cross to Charlie at the top, and the pass was too high, but Charlie's able to chase it down. She then goes to Ellie Andrews on the right wing for three. Bounce off the back of the rim, no good. And Vanessa Cedillo, rather, tips the rebound to herself. She'll then feed to her sister Brianna. Now back to Vanessa on the right wing. Vanessa to Brianna at the top. Now to Suter in the right corner. Won't take the three. To Vanessa on the right wing. Down low to Webb. Bounce pass to Hill from the top of the key. Shot is no good, and they're going to call Webb for going over Charlie Amick's back. That'll be her second personal, and now we got some of the varsity coming back in. We have Lauren Wardenauer, Maggie Frank, and Gracie Cast. Wardenauer and Cast were the leading scorers back on January 9th. 4-1 Royal, and they're going to press, sure enough. They're going to make life difficult for us as Ellie's going to come up. Now she's going to go down. Oh, went too far for Ayla Bryant. I think it might have been tipped. Yeah, it was. It was tipped out of bounds by Gracie Cast. And Cast giving herself a sheepish grin and pounds herself on the chest and says, yeah, that was on me. 19 seconds on the shot clock. Weaver will take it out in front of the Royal bench. To Ayla. To Lou. Dribbling around at the top. Oh, dribbles past 14. Oh, wanted to bounce past to Gracelyn Tan, who checked in. And then they're going to call a foul on Gracelyn as Ackley Hebden had come down with the rebound. So I didn't realize Gracelyn had checked in. She'll pick up her first personal. And who is this? This is Lauren Wardenauer bringing it up. Wardenauer in the corner to Brianna Cedillo. Down low to 22, then back out to Lauren, who circled around to the left off the front of the rim. No good. Then Wardenauer, no, that was Cast. Almost tips the rebound to herself. Now we go to 23 at the top. Now to Cast. Now to Brianna Cedillo on the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. But Cast is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Bryant comes down with the rebound. Goes out of bounds to get it. Feeds it directly to 23. That shot is no good. And Lou Weaver finally is going to come down with a rebound. Lou's going to come up in traffic, give to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Lost the handle on a dribble. Somehow gathers it back in. Feed to Pertukin. To Lou. Down low to Bryant. Bryant turning around from about 18. Shot ends up being no good. Cast will come down with a rebound. And then we've got a blocking foul coming up the court. That's on Ellie Andrews. 4-1 Royal as Rahima Durand will check in and spell her sister. So I still just have single Durands out there. Charlie Amick, who I did not know has checked out, will check back in for Ellie Andrews. So Wardenauer will walk it up on the left wing to Cass. There in the corner to Brianna Cedillo, almost has the ball tipped away. Cass then gets a shot off, ends up being no good. Puts it off the side of the rim, but again, Cass gets her own rebound and lays it up and in, making it 6-1. Oh, man, Grayson Tong double clutched on trying to go up the court, and they're going to feed Maggie Frank down on the low post. Frank getting her first bucket, and now it's 8-1. Because we're having trouble handing, you know, we've got a blocking foul. Is it trying to come up the court? They can call that on Frank? No, they're going to call that on Lauren Wardenauer. That'll be her first person. So the Knights pressing, and we're having a bit of trouble with it, as we did back in college place. Up court to Lou Weaver, up court to Rahima. Cross court to Grayson Tallon, who can't quite handle it. And Lauren Wardenauer is going to pick it up. She'll come up the left as Grayson's going to cut her off. Lauren's still dribbling now on the right to, that is Hebden. Hebden then to Cast in the right corner for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound brought down by Cast at the top of the key. Pulls up about 10 and hits it. Cass, leading scorer back in college place. He's a leading scorer now. We're at Royal up rather 10-1. Bryant in the backcourt up to Charlie. Charlie then is going to drive up and then had the ball stripped from behind by Lauren Wardenauer, who tracks it down, but she goes out of bounds to get it. Then Grayson Tong and Frank are going to tie up for a jump ball. It should be college place basketball. Yes, it is. 1:47 to go in the first. We're trending 10-1. Having trouble getting shots off. As Weaver will take it out baseline with 18 on the shot clock. Ooh, running out of time. Goes long to Charlie on the left wing for three. That looked good, and it was. Charlie Amick. Well, the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three brought to you by Lou Weaver. But it's 10-4 Royal as Wardenauer will walk it up. Now feed to Brianna. Almost stolen by Rahima. Instead, going to feed to Hebden on the right wing. Now back to Brianna. Now left wing Wardenauer in the corner to Frank. Cross to Brianna at the top. Now to Hebden on the right wing. Now Brianna, that's Cedillo on the top. Now to Lauren Wardenauer for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound is going to be brought down by Ayla Bryant. He's saying, nope, you can't have it. As Redhead will bring it up, feed to Rahima on the left wing for three. Whoops. Looked online, but it was too far to the right and goes out of bounds. 107 to go in the first. Lady Hawks trail 10-4. In their final game of the season. Final game for a number of seniors as Brianna Cedillo on the left wing to Wardenauer wants to drive into the key. Goes up against Ayla Bryant on the left block. Lays it up and in, does Wardenauer with her first bucket of the game. And they're going to call Bryant for her first personal. That will bring Bertukin Durand and Ellie Andrews back off the bench. That'll spell Weaver and Bryant. And Wardenauer will go to the line for the end one with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter, and she hits it, making it 13-4. I can't count. Bertukin to Grayson in the backcourt, up court to Rahima, going to be tipped out of bounds off of Cast. Cast actually saying it was off Rahima. I mean, you got to be kidding. And that is the mismatch for the ages between Cast and Rahima Durand. As Bertukin has it up top, left wing Ellie Andrews. Ellie dribbling to the top, now to Charlie on the right wing, wants to dribble into the key. Goes up against Cass, puts it off the front of the rim, no good. And Rahima Durant's going to tie up Cass for a jump ball. Man, Rahima's got some hustle to her. 36 seconds to go in the first. We trail 13-4. trailed 28-5 back in College Place after one. So this is decided improvement as Lauren Wardenar will walk it up. Now cross to Cedillo on the right wing. That is Brianna out there. Going to go in the corner to Frank. Now back at the top to Hebden. Hebden to Lauren Wardenar on the left wing. Head fakes, drives top of the key. Can't make that work. Goes to Cedillo. Ball's going to be tipped by Tawn. Oh, no. And she and Cass collide. They're going to call that on Graceland. Debatable call. Could have gone either way. And Grayson Tawn's going to pick up her second person. So Frank will take it out baseline with 19 seconds on the game clock for the first quarter. Emma Niemeyer to check in for the Lady Hawks. And she'll spell Graceland Tawn. Now they give the ball to Frank. And Frank looking for something to open up. On the right wing, Lauren Wardenar. Swing to Hebden at the top. Hebden dribbling around to Cedillo on the left wing for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Cast ends up losing the rebound. Going to be picked up by Raheema Duran. She then comes up the court. Going to drive past everybody. Puts up a running scoop shot, no good. Gets her own rebound and puts it away. Raheema Duran playing way beyond her height. And that'll be the last play of the fourth quarter with the Lady Hawks trailing 13-6, but definitely showing a bit more fight than we did in College Place. We'll be back with the second quarter. We'll be back with more from Royal City. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Charlie Amick handing the ball to Ellie Andrews and feeding to Duran. Now to Emma, who head fakes and then call her for travel. Head fake and tried to drive in, and it's Emma's signature move, but these refs being a bit picky with foot placement tonight, as Brianna Cedillo will bring it up for Royal. On the right wing to her sister Vanessa. Now back to Brianna. Now to, who's that? Did they go back to the seniors? I can't quite. I believe that's Suter in the corner. Yeah, they do. So Vanessa to Webb. Now cross court to, that was Vanessa from about 12 feet. And she gets her first bucket of the game, making it 15-6 Royal. As Raheema gives in the corner to Emma Niemeyer. She'll pull up from 15 off the back of the rim. It just died there, but still didn't drop down. As Vanessa Steele come down with a rebound. She'll now lope up, feed to Webb on the right wing. Webb down low to Hill, backs down against Ellie Andrews, who I think might have blocked it. Vanessa comes up with a rebound. That shot is no good. Hill with a rebound. That shot is no good. Man, there's another offensive rebound. Webb again with an offensive rebound and put back. No bucket, but they're going to say she got fouled by Charlie Emick. That'll be her first personal. So Webb will go to the line for two. Knights are 1-for-1. They had an and one from Lauren Wardenar, as Webb hits that one, putting her on the board and making it 16-6 Royal. As Annie Watson will get her first action tonight. Ayla Bryant will also check in for Charlie Amick and Ellie Andrews as Webb's second free throw swirls in and out, no good. Hill comes down with the rebound, stepped out of bounds with it. And they're saying it's night basketball. How is that even possible? Carly Ray to check in for Emma Niemeyer. Okay. It's been one of those days. So that is Hill to Webb on the left wing. Shot ends up being no good as Suter ends up coming down with a contested rebound. They just be getting second looks all over the place. As Hill turns around inside the key. Shot is no good. Again, Webb chases down the rebound. We're getting killed on boards. Vanessa driving right, going to get cut off by Bertukin. Hands off to Suter. At the top to Sorry, that was Vanessa. Now that is Brianna in the left corner for three. And Brianna Sadia with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, making it 19-6. As Lou Weaver gives on the left wing to Ayla Bryant. Bryant, pass is going to be off of Hill's hand. And then Vanessa Cedillo tried to poke the ball away from Carly Ray, but she fouled Ray. So Vanessa will pick up her first personal. And Bertukin and Durand will take it out far sideline with a fresh 30. Lady Hawks trailing 19-6. Again, we have trouble getting the offense going against Royal. As Lou Weaver working on Vanessa Cedillo on the left wing to Ayla Bryant. Bryant now to Annie Watson at the top. Wanted to do the three. Had to double clutch to get it. Lou Weaver instead of pull up for three. That swirls in and out. No good. And Hill will come down with a rebound. So then, she'll feed to Vanessa Cedillo, who then got bumped by Ayla Bryant. And Ayla will pick up her second person. So Brianna Cedillo will bring it up. Now give on the left wing to her sister Vanessa. Now in the corner to Suter, drives down baseline. And from about 8 feet, Suter managed to get her second bucket of the game, making it 21-6. Lou Weaver bringing it up. And on the right wing to Carly Ray. Carly wanting to dribble in. Now feed to Annie Watson in the corner for three. Hits it! Annie Watson with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. There we go. But it makes it 21-9 Royal. Brianna to Vanessa. Back to Brianna, kind of on the left. Now to Suter in the left corner. Suter back to Brianna. Now to Vanessa. Wants to swing around back to Brianna on the left wing. Can't get anything going. To Brianna, she and Vanessa are going to switch places. No, and then wanted to feed Hill down low. And Lou Weaver is going to pick that pocket. And then as she's coming up the court, she gets stupid fouled by Brianna Cedillo. That was a thoughtless foul on her part. And now we've got Wardenar, Frank, and Cast all checking back in. As will, we got here, Paige Christensen, a 5'2 junior, will see her first action. And they're going to press as Lou Weaver has it in the backcourt. Gives up court to Bryant, then to Bertukin. And Bertukin's going to take it across the timeline. Now give to Carly Ray on the right wing. She'll pull up for three. Up the front of the rim, no good. Frank will come down with the rebound. Ends up getting cut off, can't go up court. She'll give to Lauren Wardenar. And Wardenar will bring it up. Give on the right wing to Webb. Webb dribbling to the top, throws the ball to the College Place bench. I think she wanted Maggie Frank, but Frank was going north, and the pass was going south at good speed. Ellie Andrews was the nearest player, and she was on the bench. As Lou Weaver will bring it up. And driving gets Frank, drives into the key, kicks out to Bertukin on the left wing for three. Way long. And Annie Watson can't handle the rebound. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Cast coming up the right wing. Now going to be cut off by Bryant. Now Cast dribbling to the top on the left wing to Wardenar. Wardenar now cheating to the top, going behind her back. Now trying to drive left, goes down low too. That is Christensen on the left block who was able to lay it up and in, making it 23-9 Royal. So Weaver will bring it up. Shouted by Frank on the right wing to Carly Ray. Carly back to Bryant at the top. Ayla looking for something to open up with Cass coming out on her. Drives into the keys. Kicks out to Bertukin. Can't get the shot off to Weaver with 12 on the shot clock. She wants to drive in, and they're going to call a blocking foul on the floor. They're going to call that foul on Maggie Frank. That'll be her first personal, as Ellie Andrews will check in for Bertukin Durand. And Charlie Amick will also come in to spell Annie Watson. Annie gave a high five to the ref going to the bench, and the ref was a little surprised, and they showed a little laugh over it. And Lou Weaver wasn't able to get the ball in from baseline, so we ended up turning the ball over there. As Hepton will check in and spell Webb. So you got your standard night varsity out there right now with 3:40 to go in the first half. As Frank has the ball on the right wing to Christensen. To Frank, to Hebden, swing around to Wardenar, now to Frank at the top. Frank to Christensen on the left wing for three, hits it. Boy, Lauren Wardenar with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, and they are scoring against us here in the second quarter, but they found Charlie Amick. Oh, man, Never going to get a better bucket than that. Wall by herself under the bucket, and her lay-in wasn't strong enough, as Hebden going to feed Christensen on the right wing for three off the front of the rim. No good. Cast will come down with the rebound, and they're going to call Carly Ray, I think, for a foul. Yep. That'll be Carly's first personal. As Emma Niemeyer, Rahima Durand, and Grayson Tan will all check in for Ray, Lou Weaver, and Caleb Bryant. Julie Hill just rotating people in and out as Frank waiting baseline. I'm going long to Lauren Wardner. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the half to Hebden on the right wing. Now to Frank at the top. Now to Wardner on the left. Bounce pass down to Cast. Goes up. Oh, man. She got fouled going up. Hung on the rim for about five bounces. Drops. No good. But they're going to say she got fouled. Got fouled by Emma Niemeyer. All right. So Cast will go to the line for two. And she hits the first. Currently, the Knights are 3-for-4 from the line. Lady Hawks 1-for-2. Cast just one dribble and fire. She doesn't mess around. And she hits it. Making 28-9 Royal. As Charlie will play quarterback. She's going to be met outside center circle by Frank on the right wing, Damon Niemeyer, with Hebden coming out on her. Wants to hit a driving Grayson Tan, who they're going to say got fouled by Cast coming down the court. So Cast, I think, is that her? No, that's her first person. So Ellie Andrews will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. 2:49 to go in the half. Trailing 28-9 in Royal City. Oh, had Rahima. Ended up going long to Grayson Tan, who ends up losing the ball out of bounds. It's tough because she's guarded by Cast. And Cast is 5'11", and she's got some long limbs. She and Warden are both pretty rangy. As Wardner feeds to Cast at the top of the key, instead going to feed to Hebden for three off the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound going to be brought down by Charlie Amick. Not finding any press. She then goes up court to Ellie Andrews. She ends up putting up the three. Oh, man. Swirled halfway down and out. Lid on the bucket right there. As Frank then goes up court to Wardner with Charlie getting in front of her, but nevertheless, she's still able to lay it in on the left block. Wardner now with 8 points as Charlie, working on Frank, has it slapped away. Gathers it back in. She's going to need some help. Now Emma Niemeyer will have it on the left. She had fakes, drives down. Oh, ends up getting blocked by Cast. But Rahima Durant's going to come up with a loose ball and then lose it out of bounds. Shoot. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 30-9 as Hebden will inbound to Wardner. Wardner on the left wing. Frank now cross court. Ooh, cross court to Hebden. And Hebden would have had to be about 6'3 to haul that one in. And since Hebden's checking in at 5'8, that ball comfortably goes out of bounds. So Frank will stay in the backcourt to harass, but they get the ball at court to Graceland. Tan now give back to Charlie. Charlie trying to dribble past Frank, spinning around, and does get the ball to Ellie, drives into the key, goes up against Cast, and she had to shoot around Cast, ended up being too wild a shot. Cast will come down with a rebound, going up court to Frank, cross court to Wardner, pulls up from about 12 and hits. Wardner with 10 points now, 32-9 Royal. Charlie working on Frank. Give to Rahima Durand with Hebden coming out on her. Has to go in the key to Tan. Cross, nope. Instead going to, oh, man, was trying to hit a cutting Rahima, and the pass wasn't quite good. As Bertukin will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. Lou Weaver will also check in with 1:11 to go, and she'll spell Charlie Amick. So Wardner will bring it up and give on the right wing to Hebden. Hebden now to Cast at the top. Now left wing Wardner. Not put the three off. Not cross court. No, we had a disconnect on who wanted the pass. Hebden thought it was for her. It was too high. Then she tipped it and couldn't get it to Cast, and the ball goes out of bounds. 56 seconds to go in the half, and Ayla Bryant will spell Emma Niemeyer. As Bertukin inbounds the redhead, and Weaver goes on the right wing to Ayla Bryant. Ayla dribbling to the top of the key, drives in, feeds Lou Weaver on the left wing for three. Looked good, and it was Lou Weaver Brought to you by Ayla Bryant with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. But it's 32-12 Royal as Wardner on the right wing to Frank. Now to Cast at the top of the key. Kick back out to Hebden on the left wing. Hebden to Cast at the top. Cast should be dipped. She's going to pull up for three. Barely off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound. It's going to be chased down by Grayson Taun. She'll feed to Lou Weaver, loping up the right wing, being picked up by Frank. Double clutches, drives into the key. Oh, ball's going to be slapped away by Cast. Cast now coming up the left wing with Weaver coming up on her, slaps the ball away, then feeds Frank down low, get tied up by the Durant sisters. Then she passes it directly to Ayla Bryan with 2 seconds to go. And that'll be the end of the first half with the Lady Hawks trailing Royal up here in Royal City. 32-12. Here at halftime, we'll be back with totals and a breakdown of the first half. When we return to Royal City, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC 2, Walla Walla.
Halftime here from Royal and the Lady Hawks trail 32-12. We knew it was going to be a tough row to hoe against Royal, even on senior night for them when they were not necessarily starting their full varsity. And yeah, just having trouble scoring, getting out score 13-6 in the first, 19-6 in the second, which beats the 28-5 we got outscored back in College Place. Here's your unofficial scoring summary, and a bunch of people with 2 points for Royal, including Maggie Frank, Vanessa Cedillo, Paige Christensen, Taylor Webb, and Avery Hill, each all with 2 points. Brianna Cedillo has a three, and that's all she has. Hayden Suter, who was scoreless against us, has 4 points tonight. Gracie Cast, leading scorer back on January 9th, just held to 5 points, but Lauren Wardenauer, man, 10 points. And she is tough to stop. She can score from outside, and she can score down low. For the Lady Hawks, 2 points from Rahima Duran, 3 from Annie Watson, 3 from Lou Weaver, both from outside, and Charlie Amick also has a 3, and is 1 for 2 from the line. She's leading all Lady Hawks scorers with 4 points. Lady Hawks just unable to get anything going in on down low, and part of the reason is because of the long limbs of Gracie Cast and Lauren Wardenauer, and then to boot, Taylor Webb and Avery Hill, seniors starting off the bench, nevertheless also have some pretty long arms. And there was one sequence, unfortunately, earlier in the second quarter where, boy, let's see, I think I want to say they pulled down something like 6 straight offensive rebounds. And as it was, they finally only did score off of free throws, but they got second look after second look after second look. It's a combination of body size and long limbs. And it's those long limbs that are making it hard for us to score down low. They collapse very, very quickly, interfere with the shooting lanes. They've got a couple blocks so far this evening. So scoring, if you're not moving them, if you're not rotating rapidly on the outside, is difficult against this Royal team. They're just clogging everything up on the middle on both sides of the timeline. So if the Lady Hawks want to succeed in the second half, they got to find a way to slow down Christensen, keep Cast under control. And Cast is potentially poised for a breakout, so you definitely have to watch out for her. And then I think we probably need to be working more at simply rotating the ball as rapidly as possible around the perimeter and try and find the open shooter. Annie Watson has shown she can hit, as has Berduke and Duran. Charlie Amick obviously can get hot, as can Ellie Andrews. Lou Weaver can all hit from outside. Because going down low just has not been working for us against this Royal team. We're going to take another break here at halftime as they've got the tiny Royal cheerleaders out here at a packed house on senior night. You better believe a lot of those fans are here to watch. Looks like we've got a bunch of preschoolers out here. Preschoolers from up to third grade. So a lot of parents here to see their kids performing on the court here at senior night in Royal. Once again, halftime from Royal City, and the Lady Hawks trail 32-12 in this final game of the regular season. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball live from Royal City on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live here from Royal City at halftime, and the Lady Hawks trail 32-12. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings as regular season comes to an end tonight. And out of six playoff spots, five of them have been decided. Zilla, of course, will be going. They'll be the number one seed at 16-0, followed by Royal and Wapato. They're tied for second at 12-3. I got a sneaking suspicion that those two teams ended up splitting the regular season. They both had to have lost to Zilla. And then they probably split their season series. Cashmere will also be in fourth place at 9-6, as will the Natchez Valley Rangers at 7-8. Then follows Kybee at 5-10. Then one game behind them is Connell. And then, unfortunately, College plays at 3-12 and Waluke at 0-15. We are out. Connell does have some hope. They actually are hosting Kybee tonight. That game going on as we speak. And if Connell, and again, they're at home, if they manage to win, they'll end up forcing a tie with Kybee. And in the event that tie takes place, apparently they also split the regular season, so they will end up having a tiebreaker at noon tomorrow in Burbank. That game just actually got added to the schedule here earlier this evening. It wasn't there when the game started, but it is there now. So they're saying in the event Connell wins. Now, if Kybee wins, they're going to be two games ahead of Connell, and Kybee would then end up having the sixth spot. In other games this week, again, regular season wrapping up tonight. On Tuesday, while we were beating Waluke at home, 55-31, in a comfortably ahead game, Zilla was beating Wapato 74-40. In Zilla, Royal went to Benton City and beat up on the Lady Bears 49-17. And then Connell played their way into the point where they could face that tiebreaker. They upset Natchez Valley in Connell 43-41, which put Connell in the position to potentially rest that second playoff spot away from Benton City. They're going to have to beat the Bears 2 days in a row for that to happen. We're going to take another break as the cheer team kept things going a little bit long during halftime, and we'll be back with the second half when we return here from Royal City as the Lady Hawks trail at halftime 32-12. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Wrapping up halftime here on Senior Night at Royal. So things running slightly late and arguably Senior Night in some senses for both teams, as Lady Hawks is going to be, it's going to be the last 16 minutes of basketball for a number of seniors. Outside shooter Charlie Amick, Bertukin Durand, Grayson Tan, Charlie Hustle down low, Lou Weaver, Ellie Andrews, Annie Watson, all seniors getting their last time on the hardwood as their season's going to come to an end tonight. It's got to be particularly bittersweet for the redhead Lou Weaver, who I believe is a four-year varsity starter. And Royal will have the ball to start the second half, as that'll be Vanessa Cedillo. I'm pretty sure that's right. No. Oh, there it is. Is that Vanessa? Yeah, number 10 is Vanessa. She'll hand into her sister, Brianna. And Brianna will give on the right to Webb. And then Webb down low to Brianna, who's unable to finish. But then Avery Hill is able to get the offensive rebound and clean that up. So, again, another second-chance bucket, making it 34-12 as Bryant has the ball on the left wing. And working on Suter. Gives back to Ellie at the top for three. Looked good, and it was. There's Ellie's first Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And we got four of them with them. But then our only buckets so far. As Vanessa tries to drive in, instead she'll feed to Webb. Now back to Brianna at the top. Brianna back to Webb on the left. Now in the corner to Vanessa. That's left corner with Charlie Amon coming out on her. A couple of dribbles. Now she'll get back to Brianna at the top to Webb on the right wing. Down low to Suter, whose lands much too strong. Yeah, and they're going to call Avery Hill. We're going over Charlie Amick's back. Yeah, I thought that was a little sus. 7:07 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 34-15. As Weaver will bring it up. Going to be met by Vanessa Cedillo on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Ellie with, who is that? That's Hill coming out on her. Drives base. Nope. Drives into the key. Oh, and then wanted to feed Charlie Amick, but Webb is going to step and steal the ball. She then will bring it up. Didn't quite know what to do with it. Then goes too far up court to Vanessa. Oh, feed to Suter. Kick back out to Brianna. Got a pull back out to Webb. Now to Brianna in the left corner for three. And swirls that one off. Brianna Cedillo with her second Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Make it 37-15. Up court to Charlie. Tipped by Webb out of bounds. So Weaver will take it out baseline far corner. And she'll feed to Bryant, who pulls up from about 12. Way high off the backboard, no good. Bertuk and Durant will pick up the long rebound, feed to Charlie for three. Amick with her second Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. All of our buckets have been threes. No, I take it back. We got 1-2 from Mahima Durant. There we go. As Vanessa goes down low to Hill, backing down on Bryant, slices between two, puts it up the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound and manages to drop it home. Avery Hill. With 4 points this quarter, both on second chances. Bertuchen on the left wing to Bryant at the top. Ayla keep winning for those cutters. She'll pull up for three. And nothing but net is Ayla Bryant. The Lady Hawks suddenly with 9 points in the third quarter. All Hank Coordinator Jones threes as Vanessa has the ball on the left wing. Goes down low to Hill. Has to go out of bounds to get it. Feeds back to Vanessa. Swing around to Brianna. Brianna going right, then left. Feed to Vanessa, gets cut off to Webb, to Brianna, fakes the three, on the right to Suter. Suter now at the top to Webb. Webb with 12 on the shot clock, couple of dribbles in the corner to Suter. Suter looking for something, 7 on the shot clock, running out of time, and Webb's going to boot the ball out of bounds. That was good defense there by the Lady Hawks. Just not letting anybody get open down low. And so Weaver will bring it up. With 5:17 to go in the third, to Ellie Andrews on the right. Ellie with Hill coming out on her to Bertuchen at the top. Back to Ellie on the right wing. She'll pull it for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Brianna Cedillo will come down with a rebound. She will bring it up on the left wing to Vanessa. Vanessa pulling up on the left. Goes cross court to Suter. Now to Brianna. Swing around to Vanessa on the left wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Webb ends up coming for the rebound. She'll then pull up. Put up a long three, ends up being no good, and then the ball ends up going out of bounds with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. The varsity then comes back in. Wardnar, Cast, Maggie Frank all checking in. Webb will stay out there for a bit, but she'll eventually be spelled by Hebden if Coach Farrah Wardnar does what she's been doing. Right wing Charlie Amick with Webb coming out on her. Charlie now going to drive past Webb, but puts it up the front of the rim. No good. Man, she got stole the step, but she just couldn't finish. As Wardner will go behind her back, coming up the court.
Wardner on the right wing to Brianna. Can't get the three off. Now she'll dribble to the top. Now to Webb on the right wing. Webb with Ellie coming out on her to Frank. Swing around to Lauren. Now in the corner to Brianna. Can't get the three off because Charlie's on her. Goes down low to Cass. Backing down on Bryant. Goes one way, goes the other, and then lays it up and in as Cass. She now has 7 points. They're not pressing, however, as Weaver's going to drive past Frank. Bounce pass down to Bryant, and the ball ends up getting lost out of bounds. Raheema Duran, Grayson Tan, and Carly Ray all to check in for Charlie Amick, Bertukin Duran, and I guess Ellie Andrews. So Wardnar will bring it up. On the right wing to Cass with Tan coming out on her. Wants to drive it. Grayson's going to cut her off to Frank. Swing around to Lauren Wardnar, left wing three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Grayson Tan fights for the rebound. She'll hand off to Weaver. Grayson's a good little athlete. Well, not so little. She's somewhat tall. As Frank steals the ball, will then go up court to Cass. Cass driving past Weaver. And Lou's going to block it and ultimately come down with a loose ball. But then coming up the court, she ends up getting stripped. Frank will feed to Cass. Cass pulling up from 12 off the front of the rim, no good. Tan almost in position for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Webb. And here comes Hebden to spell Webb. So Royal out there now with their starting five. And the Lady Hawks trailing the Lady Knights 41-21, 3:12 to go in the third. As Weaver will bring it up.
Ooh, she traveled.
Yeah, took a step, held the ball, then took another step, and it's like, you can't do that. The ref's wiping up some perspiration. I don't know who hit the deck over there, but I guess we're ready now. They'll give the ball to Frank, far sideline, and she'll hand in to Wardnar. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third to Hebden, left wing Cedillo. Cedillo back to Hebden. Now in the corner to Cedillo. Cedillo back to Hebden, dribbling to the top. Directing traffic on the right wing to Wardnar. Now in the corner to Cedillo. Can't get the shot off. To Wardnar. To Cedillo for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound. Going to be brought down by Cast. Cast dribbling around top of the key. Stolen by Weaver. Straight up theft. And Weaver's going all the way to lay it up and in. Oh, man. Lou Weaver picked Cast pockets completely clean. But that's still 41-23 Royal as Wardnar. And Lou's going to do it again. Oh, but the ref got in the way. The ref got in the way and blocked her from getting the ball. Come on. You got to give that back to her. As Dio is going to say she was blocked by Grayson Tan. Tan will pick up her third personal. She has three. Hila Bryant has two. Frank will take it out in front of her bench. Yes, man, they're having trouble finding a place to get it open. Finally, it'd be Cast. It was a terrific mismatch against Raheema. On the right wing to Cedillo. Now at the top to Hebden. Now to Cedillo in the right corner. Cedillo, down low to Cast, backing down on Carly Ray. Swirls in and out, no good, from about 8 feet. And Bryant will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Lou Weaver. And the redhead will come loping up, going to be met by Frank at the top. Now wants to drive past Frank, spins on her, drives into the key. Euro steps, gets blocked. Nope, they're going to say she traveled. Annie Watson and Emma Niemeyer to check in. Spelling Carly Ray and Ayla Bryant. 1:50 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail by 18, 41-23. Only put up 22 back in college play, so already we're ahead of things as Cedillo has the ball in the corner. Goes to Wardnar into the key. Bank shot goes in and out. No good. Cast comes down with the rebound. Goes up with four Lady Hawks around her. Can't put it away, but she got fouled. It's almost a roulette wheel to decide who the foul is going to be on. It ends up being called on Annie Watson, but it could have been on anybody. Haley Andrews will check in as Cast will go to the line for two. She is now 2 for 3. She hits the first. Christensen will check in and spell Brianna Cedillo. And Ellie Andrews will spell Grayson Tan. Also checking in, maybe? Nope, they're not going to let her in. As Cast Second free throw is no good, and Annie Watson will scare up the rebounds. Feed up court to Rahima Durant. She'll come up the right wing. Now up to Ellie Andrews. Oh, lost the handle on dribble, then got behind her defender, and then she's got to kick out, try to find Annie Watson, and instead Wardner is going to poke the ball out of bounds. So now Amick will check in for Lou Weaver. And Andrews will take it up. Andrews? Yeah, Ellie's going to take it out baseline. She'll feed to Amick in the left corner. To Emma Niemeyer on the left wing. Emma now to Ellie, picked up by Hebden. Ellie dribbling to the top. Now dribbling back and forth, still with Hebden covering her. Rahima tries to pick her up, then goes down low to Rahima, who then goes up. Wow! Too bad Rahima couldn't make that. It was a great move and pass to the bucket. But then they're going to go up court to Cass, who's cherry picking and lays it up and in. Outlet pass to Cass. Under 60 seconds to go in the third. Lady Ox trail 44-23 is Amick trying to drive past Frank, instead hand off to Niemeyer. Niemeyer, gets the ball to Rahima Durand, who can't hang on to it, tips the ball right to Wardnar. Wardnar driving up. You're going to be poked away by Annie Watson, forces Wardnar to pull up, but her shot ends up being off the side of the rim, no good, and Emma Niemeyer will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Charlie. Charlie, up court to Annie Watson, pulls up for three. Oh, man, off the back of the rim, no good. And Hebden will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Wardnar. Half a second between game clock and shot clock. 22 seconds to go on the game. For third quarter, that is. As Hebden back to Cast at the top. Now left wing Wardnar. Now down low to Christensen. Backs down against Ellie. And Andrews blocks her. Emma Niemeyer is going to pick up the loose ball. She then comes up the court to Charlie. 4 seconds to go. Launches the ball too quickly. But she hits it from half court. She could have gone a little further, but Charlie hits her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the quarter to end the third. And Lydia's trail by 18 here at the end of three quarters of play, 44-26. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, they decided to start the fourth quarter early, and Ellie Andrews starts from the top with the three and then gets answered by Lauren Wardnar as Rahima Durant's going to drive down, goes up against Hebden, ends up getting blocked from the back. Ends up being a loose ball. Durant's going to pick it back up, swing down to Bryant, trying to back down against Cast. Ain't going to make that work. To Ellie Andrews, with 13 on the shot clock, to Bryant at the top. Bryant dribbling in, goes up, nope, and wanted to feed Watson. The problem is Watson was going south, and the pass was going north at good speed. Well, I said you got to rotate out for threes, and we've been doing that. We've got five of them in the second half. As Lauren Wardnar on the right wing to Hebden, she'll pull up for three off the side of the rim, no good. And Rahima Durant will come up with the long rebound. Feed to Bryant. 6:57 to go in the game. We're trailing by 18, 47-29. As Bryant dribbling in, out now, wanting to dribble in. Now got a hand off to Rahima at the top. Rahima. I'm hoping Cass is going to get picked off. And they're going to call Lauren Wardnar for slamming into Rahima. Wardnar will pick up her second personal. And Ellie Andrews will take the ball out sideline. Andrews to Bryant at the top. Now to Andrews. Andrews. Now to it. Wanted to go down low to Annie Watson, and again, we got a miscommunication, and we turned the ball over.
So Frank will take it out baseline. This is the first time Farrah Wardenaar has put her starting five in to start a quarter as Lauren gives on the right wing to Hebden. Hebden now to Cast at the top. Now left wing Wardenaar can't get the three off. Cross court to Hebden. She'll pull up from about 18 off the side of the rim. No good. Cast ends up having the rebound poked out of her hands. Then Watson and Christensen will tie up for it. And we got a jump ball. The possession arrow favoring the Lady Knights. So Lauren Wardenaar will take it out baseline with 28 seconds on the shot clock. I say she's the only Wardenaar on this roster, so we can just stick with that. As Cast goes to Wardenaar at the top for three. That was a catch and shoot. And Wardenaar hits her third, Hank Warden Edward Jones three, making it 50-29. As Rahima will bring it up on the left wing to Ellie Watson. Oh, feeding, driving to Annie Watson. Kick back out to Bryant, drives into the key. Kick out to Rahima in the corner for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Frank will come down with a rebound. Then his Cast in transition with Rahima in pursuit. Terrible mismatch as Cast is able to lay it up and in on the left block. 52-29. Rahima walking it up, feeding down. Nope. Oh, yeah, Charlie Amick drives down left lane. Shot had no prayer, but she drew the foul. That foul's going to be on Wardenaar. That'll be her third personal. So Charlie Amick will go to the line for the second time tonight. She's 1-for-2. And we're going to have a line change. Carly Ray, Grayson Ton, Lou Weaver, and Bertukin Durand all going to check in. There's the whistle, allowing everyone to check in except for Weaver, who will be spelling Charlie. If Amick can make the second free throw. So Charlie stepping up. One quick dribble, and then she puts it up and puts that off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound's going to be tracked down by Bertukin. She'll feed to Grayson Todd at the top for three off the front of the rim. No good. Man, it looked good. As Cast will come down with the rebound. She's then going to come up. Long outlet to Hebden. Pulls up on the right wing. Goes down low to Christensen. Gets cut off by Carly Ray. And Carly Ray force Christensen into a travel. Now Lou Weaver will check in for Charlie Amick. Charlie, 10 points. 5:19 to go in her last game. Good to see her hit double digits. Looking ever so much like the actress Elizabeth Olsen. As Ray to Bryant at the top. As Bryant wants to drive in, hands off to Bertukin, swings out to Carly Ray. Nah, she had the three. Christensen's going to give it to her, but can't take it now. She's got some trouble. Feeds down low to Bryant. Now the lay-in isn't strong enough. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Grayson Todd, who then feeds Amick. No, not Amick. That was Bertukin for a shot from 15. Ends up being no good. Wardenaar now will bring it up. Feed to Hebden on the right wing. Hebden to, Cass got behind Grayson Todd and was able to spin and lay it up and in. Cast now in double digits, 54-29 as Weaver drives into the key, backing down against Frank, feed to Ray in the corner, won't take the three, now feed to Weaver, back in the corner, she's going to bring it back around, now at the top to Bryant looking for some movement, has the ball slapped away, gathers it back in, 17 on the shot clock, drives past Christensen, drives into the key, right-handed scoop shot goes in and out, no good, ends up getting her own rebound. Now goes to the top to Grayson Tunn, she pulls up for the three, they left her alone off the back of the rim, no good, man. She's got two good lines on that bucket. It's just not quite right. As Hebden will bring it up, now feed off to Wardenaar. Ellie Andrews getting ready to check in. Why do I keep wanting to call her Ellie Watson? That makes no sense. To Wardenaar on the left wing. Getting old. As Wardenaar goes up, gets blocked by Carly Ray, but they're going to say she got a slice of Wardenaar's arm. No, I'm sorry. They're saying that's Lou Weaver. That'll be her first personal. So Wardenaar will go to the line for two. She is 1-for-1 so far. She had an add one back in the first quarter, and it's first. 16, 17 Andrews points for Wardenaar as Andrews will spell Ayla Bryant. Wardenaar, one quick dribble and hits that. She's pretty much money from the line. 56-29. Royal as Weaver. Left wing now to Ton with Cast coming out on her. Now we got a line change coming up for the Knights as they want to get the pass down low, and Christensen's just going to step in and take it, say thank you very much. As Wardenaar will lope up on the right wing to Hebden for three. Up the side of the rim, no good. And Grayson Ton will pull down the rebound. She'll feed to Bertukin. Now hand back to Weaver. 3:22 to go in the game and the season as Weaver wants to drive in. Drives past Cass, gets past the defense, lays it up and in ahead, Maggie Frank Fowler. So Frank will pick up her second personal. Lou Weaver will get the bucket and the end one. Yeah, I think we got a line change. What do we have here? We've got the Cedillo sisters coming in. Webb, Avery, and is that last one? That's right, Suter. So this is their starting group, actually, as Weaver misses the end one. Grace Luton's going to muscle the rebound, and her lay-in goes in and out. No good. Again gets the rebound. She'll feed to Weaver. Stutter steps. Oh, she got away with the travel. Now she'll feed back to Carly Ray. Ray wanting to drive in. Feed to, oh, well, yep, bus tip. Going to be feed to Ellie. Loses up for three. Ends up being too long. As Vanessa Cedillo will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Brianna coming up the left wing. Harper Amick getting ready to check in. With 2:44 to go in the game. As Vanessa to Webb. Way out at the top. She's not a natural ball handler. And on the right wing to Suter. Now back to Webb, 8 on the shot clock, kick out to Brianna, fakes the 3, going to feed to Webb from about 15, no good on the side. And Durand, Bertukin that is, will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Lou Weaver, coming up on the left wing to Bertukin, left all alone, she'll pull up for the 3 off the front of the rim, no good. Webb will come down with a rebound to Brianna Cedillo. Brianna walking it up on the left wing to her sister Vanessa. She will not take the 3, they left her alone to Brianna. Right wing Suter for 3. Suter off the back of the rim, no good. Lou Weaver will come down with a long rebound. And the redhead going to lope up. Drive down against Vanessa. Left-handed scoop shot is no good, and they're going to call a foul on Suter, so Weaver's going to earn her way to the line. Suter picks up her first personal. And Lou Weaver's 0 for 1 from the line. And 7 points so far tonight. Like to see her get to double digits before her join Charlie Amick, before her career comes to an end. Lou Weaver's first free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. And what do you got? Annie Watson and Charlie Amick checking back in. Did Harper get in? There's Harper. Yeah. All right. Lou Weaver's second free throw is money. 1:53 to go in the game and the season. As, oh, Brianna almost gets her pocket picked by Lou Weaver. But instead goes out of bounds to the Royal bench. So Harper will be on Vanessa. Feeds to Webb at the top. Now to Brianna outside the circle. Now to Vanessa way out on the right wing with Harper out on her. Now to Suter at the top. Want to do a give and go to Vanessa. Backs down against Harper Amick. And Harper forced Vanessa to travel. That's how you do that, Miss Amick. Well done. And Charlie will inbound to Lou Weaver. Got Annie Watson getting ready to check in. As Lou on left wing to Grayson Tong. Fakes the 3. Wants drive down low to Harper. Goes up, puts it off the side of the rim. No good. Vanessa will come down with a rebound. 1:23 to go in the game and the season. Working on Grayson Tong. Grayson, you can see, is a soccer player. She's got great footwork. Feeds to Brianna. Oh, bounce pass down to Hill, who lays it up and in. Avery Hill now with 8 points. As Lou Weaver will walk it up to Grayson Tong, drives into the key, pulls up from about 8 and hits. That's a girl. Grayson Tong with the first bucket of the game. Under 60 seconds to go in the season. We're going to have a timeout with 58 seconds to go, like I said, in the game and the season. Lady Hawks trail 58-34. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball from Royal City right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So Webb takes the inbound, feeds up court to Vanessa Cedillo. Vanessa wanting to drive past Harper Raymond, gets a wild shot off, no good, but Hill is there for the offensive rebound and putback. It's the third time she's done that. As Lou Weaver will walk it up, coming under 40 seconds to go in the season. Harper Amick drops it down in the corner. So feed back to Charlie for three. Oh, swirls in and out, no good. Annie Watson's going to chase down the long rebound, gets it in court to Lou Weaver, drives in, reverse lay-in is not quite good enough. And then they're going to, oh, I see. We're going to call a ref timeout as we're going to put in, what do we have, Olivia Wardner? We'll see her first action, right? Yes? Yeah, she's the only one who checked in. All right. So 27 seconds to go in the season. Lady Hawks trail by 26, 60-34, as Brianna Cedillo working on Harper Amick. And Harper's going to cut her off, pull her back out to the right wing. Now she's going to dribble to the top. Now left wing Olivia Wardner. Olivia driving against Pertuk and Duran. Now feed back to Brianna Cedillo working on Harper. Wants to drive in. Cut off by Ellie Andrews. Now to Suter at the top. 6 seconds to go. 5 seconds to go. Brianna cut off by Charlie. Feed to Suter on the right wing for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. And that'll be your final. The Lady Hawks season comes to an end on the road here in Royal City, losing to the Lady Knights 60-34. We'll be back with totals when we return. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball live from Royal City right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks will finish the season at 3-13, 5-15 overall as they fall to Royal here in Royal City, 60-34. And here's your decidedly unofficial scoring statistics for Royal: Vanessa Cedillo with 2 points, Paige Christensen with 2 points. And that cannot possibly be right. Got a stat down here. It is just dead wrong. Brianna Cedillo will have 6 points. Maggie Frank will finish with 5 points. Let's see. Who else do we have here? We've got Webb. We've got Taylor Webb with 7 points. Ackley Hebden with 8 points. Avery Hill with 10 points. Lauren Wardner with 12 points. And Gracie Cast, like she did against us back in College Place, leading all scorers on the court with 14 points. For the Lady Hawks, Penny Watson got on the board with 1 point, as did Carly Ray with, I am looking at the wrong sheet. Now I've got it right. We had Rahima Duran with 2 points, Annie Watson with 3 points, Ayla Bryant with 3 points, Ellie Andrews with 6 points, hitting 2 threes in the second half. Lou Weaver in her final game stuck with 8 points, but she had a number of assists as usual, at least a handful of rebounds, and there were two consecutive possessions in the third quarter where she was picking pockets. Could have gone to jail for those thefts. And Charlie Amick going to lead all Lady Hawks scorers on the court with 10 points. I'd like to recognize the seniors and their hard work for this program. Charlie Amick, Pertuka Duran, Grace Linton, Lucinda Weaver, 4 years working hard for College Place basketball. Got to thank the redhead for that. Ellie Andrews, will be missing her outside shooting. And Annie Watson, another senior who also gave valuable contributions this season. Good luck to you girls in what you do next. And coming up next for the Lady Hawks, well, it's going to be next season because our season comes to an end. We did not qualify for the playoffs, so this was our last game of the season. So we got nothing coming up next as far as additional broadcasts for the women, but as they say, don't change that dial because we do have the men coming up next. You've been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball live from Royal City right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.